Recording in progress.
That's as good as it can. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is a regular meeting of the Grantsville City, Grantsville Redevelopment Agency. For the record, today's date is April 5th, 2023, and the time is 8 p.m., May 17th, okay? Thank you. This meeting is being held at Grantsville City offices located at 429 East Main Street in Grantsville, Utah, and on Zoom. I'm Marinette Pitchlow. Three board members are present. Councilman Jeff Hutchins and Darren Roberry have been excused for the evening. Okay, first item on the agenda is consideration of resolution 2023-02 RDA approving the contract between Grantsville City Council and the Grantsville City Redevelopment Agency.
So this is essentially the flip side of what we talked about in the city council meeting, but you now have your redevelopment agency board hats on. What this resolution in front of you does is twofold. One, it accepts the loan from the city, authorizes the agency to sign the promissory note saying, you know, we will in fact pay the city back the money it's borrowing, and also approves a loan agreement between the agency and the property owner of the developer in this case. The reason we're going through this rigmarole between the city and the redevelopment agency, legally the city's really not in a position to do anything outside of sort of normal city stuff. That's the easiest way to put it. Including things like incentivizing development, or, you know, in this case, you know, some of you argue we're doing a favor for a particular developer. The agency, on the other hand, is set up at a state law level to do this type of things, to engage in what the state code calls project area development. This type of loan is bread and butter project area development. So that's why we're doing the loan from the city to the agency, and then the loan from the agency to the developer. The loan agreement pays the agency back out of tax increment, so that's the new tax revenues generated by development in the project area. Like I noted previously, if the tax increment generated over the next 10 years is not enough to pay back the loan, developers on the hook for it, with the agency having authority to lien developers' property to secure any amounts still outstanding, which, again, we don't think there will be, but just in case. I'm happy to answer questions.
I've got questions.
Okay.
Because, you know, just to be honest, like, when I first came in, like, I was like, I had no idea what the RDA was. So you said, and I appreciate, like, what you said in the last meeting, because it made it much more clear in my brain. Like, I'm like, okay, like, we're the RDA. Because like, I'm like, who is the RDA? I'm just like, what is going on? That was my first thoughts back in the day. But because no one really said, but I appreciate the different hats comment that you said, that you're like, you know, it's basically you wearing different hats. I'm like, oh. But so legally, like, the RDA is not a part of the municipality. It is, but in a different.
So we're getting technical here. Technically, we have the Grantsville City, you know, a Utah municipality, mm-hmm. So what we call a political subdivision, so a local government entity. The redevelopment agency is created by action of the city, but it is technically a separate legal entity. Obviously, the lines are, in practice, very blurry, since the city council is, by definition, the redevelopment agency governing board. But it is truly a separate legal entity. You know, for example, debts of the redevelopment agency, if there were any, are not debts of the city, and vice versa. And like I said, the real distinction here is that the redevelopment agency is created in order to do these types of economic development activities that the city is really not in a position to do. And that's intentional from a state law perspective.
Okay. That's good. That's it.
And if I could...
That makes sense.
For anyone on the council, if I could ever answer questions like that, just give me a call. Brett has my number. I'm more than happy to answer those types of questions.
Anything else? Scott, you have any questions?
No. Sherry, how do you feel about it? What are your views on it?
This is actually a good thing for the city. If we didn't do this, the city would be paying for the well out of the water fund. And then you wouldn't be paid back by the tax increment. This allows the project to actually go faster. And if we have water, it will help that build out faster also. And then we'll get that money back quicker. So I think it's good for the RDA and the city.
And worth noting, the RDA gets interest at the greater of 7% or the PTIF rate if it's higher than that.
We've already done the budget amendment, but this is just that step to finalize it because you have to have terms to transfer the money over.
To be official with you guys. Councilwoman Allen?
No, I don't have any questions on this. I didn't see an agenda somewhere though. Are we discussing more than this?
No.
Tonight? This is it?
Well, we do have a closed session with this.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. Nothing else? All right. You need to make a motion to approve this resolution. Excuse me.
I'll do it. Do you want a copy of the agenda?
Okay.
I'm good. Thank you.
I move that we approve resolution 2023-02, RDA approving of the contract between Grantsville City Council and the Grantsville City Redevelopment Agency.
Got a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
So a second. Any more discussion? All in favor? Good. Okay.
Your job's done? So I'm look. Have you talked to the developer? Okay.
Did you make a, did you raise your hand?
But there are so.
Mayor, I'd like to move that we go into a closed session.
All in favor?
Who says no to that?
I'll take off then.
Drive safe. Steal your bridge, Maxwell.